And now to Jeremy's Robin and to London, where the scandal that brought Rupert Murdoch's tabloid News of the World to its knees has closed another chapter. Today, the high-profile, high-society former editor-in-chief Rebecca Brooks was found not guilty of all four charges against her in the phone hacking scandal, while her successor, Andy Coulson, who'd also spend time as press spokesman for Prime Minister David Cameron, is facing jail time after the jury found him guilty of conspiring to hack phones. The paper closed its doors in July 2011 after apologizing for hacking the voicemail of politicians and celebrities, but then it flared up again. Brits were riveted by the ultimate trial, which revealed all sorts of sordid details. For instance, Rebecca Brooks, again, who was acquitted today, and Coulson, who was found guilty, were once lovers. NPR's media correspondent David Folgenflit has written a book about the former owner of News of the World. It's called Murdoch's World, The Last of the Old Media Empires. And David, this trial, this scandal, as we just said, was quite something. Remind us why it flared up again in 2011 after the News of the World apology.
Sure. A little more than 3 years ago in 2011, it turned out that the folks acting on behalf of News of the World, the top-selling Sunday newspaper in the UK, had been not only hacking into the voicemail messages and cell phones of celebrities and of politicians and of prominent people, but also of crime victims. There'd been a murdered girl who had whose case had transfixed the country some years earlier, and it turned out that her voicemail messages had been hacked into as well. And suddenly, all this tolerance for people who are thought to be fair game, you know, the soccer stars and the MPs who were thought to be kind of just raw meat for tabloid reporters, suddenly it channeled a fury into a recognition that privacy had been violated on, as former Prime Minister Gordon Brown put it, on an industrial scale. Yeah. And it meant that politicians who had once beseeched Rupert Murdoch, who oversaw this British newspaper empire, beseeched his approval and his endorsements, were running away from him at full speed. And it returned into these criminal charges that were filed against Rebecca Brooks, acquitted on all counts, Andrew Coulson convicted, and several other defendants as well.
Well, it also revealed just how tied together all the fabric of the culture of Britain was. Rebecca Brooks and Coulson both friendly with the Prime Minister. Rebecca Brooks, a member of the sort of, it was called the horsey set, you know, lived nearby all of these politicians out in the country, and thought to be completely in control of the paper. So how is it that she was not found guilty and Coulson was?
Well, there's, I think, a real division in Britain and as in the U.S. between thinking about moral culpability and thinking about legal guilt or innocence. You know, jurors decided, it is their right and role to do so, whether or not they felt there'd been enough evidence presented by the Crown prosecution that Rebecca Brooks was guilty of these conspiracies. And, you know, they were relying heavily on the, you know, off and on 8-year affair between Rebecca Brooks and Andrew Coulson to suggest that the two of them really had no secrets between them. The evidence was much more concrete against Mr. Coulson, but clearly she set the tone. She had been editor of the News of the World before him. She went on to edit the daily leading newspaper, the Sun tabloid. She went on then to become Rupert Murdoch's top newspaper executive in the UK over there, four titles there and other properties as well. And it meant that, you know, she was operating essentially with impunity in terms of her ability to cajole, sometimes pressure, harass, and intimidate politicians into absorbing policies that the Murdochs might have wanted, or even business decisions and regulatory decisions they might have wanted. She was working hand in glove with leading politicians, prime ministers in both major parties over there. And it really took this scandal to change the dynamic there of this incestuous nature of the newspaper barons and executives with the top law enforcement officials and the top politicians there. This trial, you know, is sort of a split verdict for the Murdochs. They'll take it as a kind of vindication because of their close ties to Rebecca Brooks herself. But really, you know, it does show the taint that was only stopped by virtue of the recoiling toward this scandal 3 years ago.
Right. Has there been any word from the Prime Minister, again, who hired Coulson as his PR person?
Well, Cameron did come forward. He had promised he would make an apology if Andrew Coulson was found guilty. And indeed, he made what he called a profound apology for offering Andrew Coulson a second chance. It's worth noting he offered him two second chances after a reporter had already been found guilty of hacking. He offered it to him when David Cameron was in opposition. And then again, when David Cameron went to 10 Downing Street, despite the warnings of editors at The Guardian and despite the warnings of others that, you know, Andrew Coulson, there was a bill that was going to have to be paid. And we saw that bill come due today.
And just very briefly, a couple seconds here, we know there are also questions about people paying the police for information. Have there been verdicts on that?
Well, you know, some people have pleaded guilty to this. This is an expansion of the scandal. It proved to involve illegal payments to police officers and other public officials. It turned out that that the Sun tabloid was involved as well. You've seen some guilty pleas, but Andrew Coulson, so far the only person found guilty today. There's still some counts outstanding.
David Folkenflik, NPR's media correspondent. His book, Murdoch's World, about Rupert Murdoch, the former owner of News of the World. David, thanks.
You bet.
It's Here and Now.